demanding a moment of silence in Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for Renee Good, the woman shot and killed by an immigration officer Wednesday.
We need ICE out of Minneapolis now. We need ICE out of Minnesota now. We need ICE away from our schools now.
Katina Taylor's a teacher and Educators Union local president. A Homeland Security Assistant Secretary just told Fox that ICE agents have recently arrested pedophiles.
I've seen the reports of who they've picked up, scores and scores of child pedophiles. These educators should really be thanking ICE.
As for the shooting that protesters call murder, Tricia McLaughlin also tells Fox Renee Good had stalked ICE, blocked their operation, and refused to comply with lawful orders.
And that's when she put her foot on the gas. And unfortunately, our law enforcement, he followed his training, but he did fire defensive shots. We are glad he's safe.
There are also anti-ICE protests in Portland, Oregon, where two people with alleged gang ties were shot and wounded in an immigration traffic stop. Homeland Security says a Border Patrol agent also acted in self-defense when the car was driven toward him. The U.S. military has seized another oil tanker this morning in the Caribbean, days after the operation that captured Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro. As President Trump plans a meeting with oil company executives later today discussing rebuilding Venezuela's oil industry. Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells Fox,
I think we're going to see a very, very positive change in the trajectory of Venezuela, which is great for that country, but it's tremendous for the American people.
President Trump posted on Truth Social he's canceled a planned second wave of attack for Venezuela, but the president also tells Fox's Hannity other countries could get targeted.
We've knocked out 97% of the drugs coming in by water, and we are going to start now hitting land.
There was a little less hiring last month than expected. 50,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.4%, down 2/10 from November's rate, which was a four-year high. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's the tale of Tina, searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till GoodRx wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags in a red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot foot it to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Good morning, 9:03 at News Radio 92.3. It's 68 degrees right now. Cloudy skies. Looks like the fog is starting to lift at least a little bit, at least in some areas. But we'll get our full forecast in just a minute with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. Some potentially good news for people looking for affordable housing in the area. Escambia County commissioners are exploring a way to lift environmental restrictions that have blocked residential development on the parts of the Superfund site. For decades now, their answer, soil testing. If the southern parcels were to test clean, the EPA might allow for affordable housing to be built there.
Quite frankly, the majority of this land was not contaminated. I mean, it's just where that cap is. There's a lot of safe land where children were eating. Escambia Arms was there for years, and it was safe, and that ground's been tested over and over and over again.
Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May from yesterday's Committee of the Whole meeting. County staff are going to have testing cost estimates ready later this month. If the results were to show some of those areas are clean, it could potentially open the door for affordable housing partnerships with nonprofits and churches in the community. Escambia deputies resolved a standoff in LaRuth Drive and Ferry Pass yesterday. Officials say 37-year-old Philip Resmondo was taken into custody after he barricaded himself inside of a home. The standoff began after deputies responded to a criminal mischief call around late morning.
I heard a loud banging, and I thought somebody was probably doing construction in the area or around the house. And I looked out the window, and that's whenever I saw what appeared to be a tall man just with a baseball bat in his hand, just swinging and hitting a stop sign.
And that neighbor shared with Channel 3 why she called authorities that morning. SWAT assisted in the operation. Rosmondo's charged with aggravated assault on an officer, criminal mischief, and property damage. He is being held without bond at the Escambia Jail. And family members say Rosmondo is on federal probation and also has struggled with severe mental health issues. 9:05. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at temperatures staying warm as you go through your day today. Touch of some fog this morning. High near 75 degrees this afternoon. 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Heading into Saturday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 75. Going into Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 48. For Sunday, partly cloudy skies. High near 57. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 36. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 68 degrees across the area. We've got mostly cloudy skies, still probably a little bit of fog hanging around in areas. Your next news at 9:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Woo, it's Friday morning. Has this been a long week or what? I don't know. Everyone I've talked to, I was talking to some friends yesterday. I said, oh, my God, it's Thursday. I'm so tired. I can't wait for Friday. Well, here it is. It is Friday. Fri-yay, as our friend Eldon Scott likes to talk about. And he will be with us here with Sonny's Barbecue coming up at around 9:30. But until then, we'll be together, just you and me, hanging out on Friday morning right here on Pep Talk. So if you have a question or a comment, something that's been on your mind this week, feel free to text it in always. You can do that on our show at 850-437-1620. It's been a fun week for me because I was out a little bit over the holidays, and we had a lot of our normal, you know, regular guests were out, so I had a chance to catch up with everybody and see how their holidays went and sort of getting back into the grind of the work week. And I know the kids are going, had to go back to school this week too. So everybody's kind of adjusting. And I was laughing because I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I don't know, people seemed a little cranky. I didn't see that, hey, Merry Christmas kind of thing going on. It was kind of, are you going next? Can I go in front of you? I'm in a hurry. You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, but I have to say, I'm excited about this weekend because, as y'all probably already know, I'm a huge football lover. I just love football. I especially love college football. That's my number one thing. And it's only really, to tell you the truth, been in recent years that I've started semi-paying attention to the NFL. And part of that, I confess, I know I'm a y'all know I'm a Georgia Dog fan. We've had so many of our players
now going into the NFL. And in the past, that was not the case, quite frankly. For, 30 or 40 years, that was not the case. But now we really are seeing quite a lot of our players on other professional teams. So it's really fun for me because I have this app. It's called Our Lads in the NFL. And you can look up your college team and see who is playing and on which professional team. And so it's been a lot of fun. I discovered that Georgia has, I believe, six or seven players playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. And at one point, it was our entire defensive line from our national championship team, which was really cool, I thought. So, and then I was looking up over this past week and discovered that we have seven players playing for Green Bay. So now I find myself kind of rooting for the teams that have lots of dogs on them. So, and then, of course, we've got Matthew Stafford out there, who's been a longtime quarterback in the NFL, and a lot of other star players over the years. So this weekend, tonight, I don't know if y'all had a chance to watch the game last night. We're down to our final, the semifinal games for the college football playoffs. So last night we got a chance to watch Miami and Ole Miss. And my friend John Pickens, who's here in the mornings, he actually went up to Mississippi. I think they were having a big game watch up there because he couldn't get out to Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl. And so if you're listening this morning, John, my heart is with you. I was really rooting for the Ole Miss Rebels. And, boy, that last fourth quarter was, gosh, y'all, unbelievable, just back and forth, back and forth. And I was watching the game and rooting for the Rebels, and then they lost right at the end. And so Carson Beck, who had been Georgia's quarterback, and this is his seventh year of playing. So I kind of felt at one part of me was like, I'm not a big Carson Beck fan, but the other part of me thought, good for him. He was so excited. He ran the winning touchdown and he was crying, which I had never seen from him in happiness. And then they show the quarterback from Ole Miss, Chambliss, and he and his mama have this relationship that I think is really sweet. They pray before every game. She has been to every game this child has ever been in from the time he was in Pee Wee football. She has never missed a game. And so she was there last night, and they did their little prayer thing right before the game. And I just thought it was very, very sweet. So he was just sobbing. And I just thought, we forget. They're kids. You know, these guys are 17, 18, 19, 20, except for Carson Beck. God knows how old he is. But you know, they're just kids. So hats off to all of them. It was just a great game. And so Miami's going on to the championship game, which is going to be in just a week or so. And then tonight we have Oregon Ducks. And they are going to be playing in the, Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And they're playing the Indiana Hoosiers. So I'm torn about this one because I really like the Oregon Ducks, primarily because they can't figure out what color to wear. I've always get a kick out of their uniforms because they're bright green, bright orange. Who knows? I've never quite understood what the deal was with them. But they have a coach there, Dan Lanning, who, by the way, was the defensive coordinator for Georgia when we won our two national championships a couple of years ago. And then he got hired as the head coach for Oregon. So it's kind of neat to see them in the final or the semifinal. And then the Indiana Hoosiers, I don't think they've been in a final or something since the 1930s or something crazy. I mean, they've really never gone this far in decades. And so there's that part of me that wants to root for the underdog. I think it'd be really neat to see them win it all. So we'll see. That's all going to be happening tonight. And I did want to mention, you know, our sister station here is ESPN Pensacola. So I think it's funny, but people don't realize we have the local sports station here, and you can check it out at 99.1 FM or 1330 AM. And they have the ESPN Pensacola app, and you can download that also on your phone. So tonight they will be broadcasting the game tonight at 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight. Let me make sure I got this. It's the Peach Bowl, Oregon versus Indiana. So that'll be on tonight. And then they're also the FSU home station, which is cool for home football. So they play all of the FSU games. And then it looks like on Saturday we will have some of the college basketball. So North Carolina State and FSU. The pregame show starts at 10:30, and then the actual game will be after that. So if you get a chance to tune in and you're an FSU fan, we got you covered here. So they cover all the college basketball games going forward, and I believe the next one will be on Tuesday, January 13th, and that's FSU against Syracuse. So you can catch those games on ESPN here, Pensacola. And then this weekend, the big doubleheaders going on and with all of the wild cards. So I get a little confused. I'm still trying to learn the ins and outs of the professional games, but it looks like we're going to have tomorrow, Saturday, we have the doubleheader. You're going to have the Rams versus the Panthers, and then we have the Packers versus the Bears on Saturday. And this will also be on our ESPN channel. That starts tomorrow. I believe that's going to be at, looking at these times, I believe that's 3:30. I want to say 3:30 Central Time. And then Packers and Bears, the wild card round, they're going to be tomorrow at 7. And it may be, I got to double check this for you. But and then on, looks like we've got Rams and Panthers, Packers, that's a doubleheader. And then a triple header on Sunday, starting off with the Bills, Buffalo Bills versus the Jaguars, 49ers, Eagles, the Chargers versus the Patriots. And then on Monday, we have the wild card Monday, which will be Texans versus the Steelers. So you can just get on your couch. I think it's supposed to rain on Saturday. Get yourself a good little chips and dip and something to drink and get yourself settled on that couch, because you're going to have a whole weekend chock full of football. So be sure, let me see. I just got a note here. For the regular season, FSU football, and then NR 933 is the home station, so 99.3. So we are so excited to be supporting all of our ESPN and college sports and professional sports right here at our sister station. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about lots of folks talking about their resolutions this week. And I told y'all at the beginning of the week I don't do resolutions. But today, believe it or not, is National Quitters Day. Okay, so I was a little confused by that, but I'll clear it up for you when we come back. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and of course, if you have a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert with Meg. Good morning. I'm Meg. I hope you had a good week this week. But this was the week of New Year's resolutions, so we talked about that a little bit earlier in the week. And so I was tickled when I was looking up. I love to look up and see what the national day is. You know, they have national, I think it's Apricot Day and all these other things. But the one that struck me today was National Quitters Day, every January 9th. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I looked it up, and apparently this was started decades ago, and it was because of the recognition of the fact that those who make New Year's resolutions on December 31st or January 1st generally have given them up quit them by January 9th. And I thought, well, that's kind of a negative way to look at it. That we're going to have a celebration of the fact that we're quitting. And then, of course, echoing in my brain is my mother and every teacher that I ever had that said, winners don't quit and keep going and blah, blah, blah. So I started to look at it from that angle. But then I found out that kind of interesting, it's a chance, really, with the whole purpose of it isn't so much to beat up on yourself, but to actually take a look at those resolutions and go, okay, that was unrealistic. Let's see, what can I, instead of trying to do something different, because a lot of times, like, well, I'm going to go to the gym more, then the other opposite of that would be, well, what am I going to do less? And I thought, oh, that's an interesting approach. What am I going to let go of? What am I going to quit? And I thought, okay, I could come back, you know, hang on a second. I might be able to get into this quitting thing. So I was trying to think of some of the things that I've quit over the years. So I hate to admit it. I know this is kind of personal, but decades ago I gave up smoking. I wasn't a big smoker, but I kind of played with it for a while. I also was around a lot of smokers. And I remember exactly when it was 2002. I didn't smoke that long, but I did give up, quit cigarettes. So that was a big deal. Decades ago, I quit drinking, and that was back in the 80s. So that was just a choice that I made. So I have quit some things over the years and let those go, and certainly had outside help in doing that with some of them. So that's always a good thing. But then over the years, I've tried to quit caffeine. Was not successful. I've tried to quit sugar. Not successful. And so I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to get out of this food and drink realm this year. What could I quit that's really kind of, I really want to change? Well, I start thinking about it, and one of my pet peeves this year, I became aware of it very recently, that there is a speech thing going on now with folks, journalists, everybody I talk to. Back when I was probably in high school and college, the big thing that people were saying was, you know. Do you remember that? You know, and then, you know, and, you know, and people would say, you know. And so I picked up on that, and it was in my speech for a long time. And I can remember it being pointed out to me, actually by an acting teacher in New York, who said, you've got to let that go, because when you're, you know, when you're auditioning, there's nothing that is revealed for a character by saying the word, you know. And I thought, oh, okay, that's very true. Here's my new word that I am going to give up this year that is driving me crazy. Like, L-I-K-E, like. I'm hearing it everywhere, y'all. Are you hearing it? I'm not kidding. Once I became sensitive to it, I heard everyone saying it. I mean, from young people to adults to newscasters to leaders giving speeches at conferences, and it's very insidious and like kind of subtle like. I've picked it up somewhere. I've been saying it, and it's driving me nuts. And now I can't not hear it. So just for fun this weekend, I would challenge you, listen to some of your friends talking, listen to broadcast, listen to the news. It's interesting. It has people you wouldn't expect say it. And it's so subtle that I think people don't realize that they're doing it. So it's just funny. And I thought, where did this start? You know where this started? It started in California. Like, you know, girl, like, it was a Valley Girl thing. They did it on Saturday Night Live. And that was a good, gosh, who knows how many years ago. They had a little soap opera bit skit that they did called The Californians. That whole, like, you know, like, you're just a dude, like, you know, dude. And somehow that has slipped into our culture. So it's one of these things where someone will be saying, okay, well, this, what are you doing this weekend? Well, like, you know, I was thinking about, like, that maybe I would head over to the, you know, to the Y and work out for a while, like, because, like, they have great equipment over there. And, like, I was thinking maybe, well, like, I don't know, what do you want to do? Do you want to, like, go out, or do you want to, like, sit home? Do you want to, like, watch football? It is everywhere. Trust me on this. So I'll be really, really curious to hear back from y'all on Monday morning. Text me at 850-437-1620 and let me know if you're hearing like as much as I am. And here's my promise to you. I am going to, as announced on January 9th, National Quitters Day, that Meg is going to stop saying the word like, except when I have to say, I like that puppy dog. That's how you use the word. I like cookies. So aren't you glad I'm bringing up these really earth-shattering important things to think about? Because guess what? The world has too many earth-shattering important things to think about. So I've decided that if I could do anything with this show Monday through Friday is bring you a little laughter, bring you some information, and give you a chance just to breathe and think about something different and new. So I hope we're accomplishing that. We're going to have some fun this morning. Eldon Scott's coming in with Sonny's Barbecue. We've got the Boat Smart guys coming in from Key Marine, Stefan Schmidt and Bill. And then today we have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And they always surprise me with, you know, like a cute little animal, like, you know. All right, we will be back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins every Tuesday morning at 9. We are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
1033, home invasion, 3 detained.
Description.
Mouse, female, spreading disease, contaminating food.
Copy that.
Termite, male, property damage.
Go ahead.
Stinging insect, male, triggered allergic reaction, major health risk.
Pests like mice, cockroaches, termites, and stinging insects pose real health and property risks. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. That's PESTworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, having a little fun, talking about looking forward to the weekend of lots of football, and also the idea that today is National Quitters Day. Doesn't mean you're going to quit your job. Not a good idea. Don't do that yet. At least get through January. And also the things to quit. Is there something that you want to quit? Rather than making the resolution to do something or add something to your schedule, what maybe do you need to let go of? So for me, I just shared about grammar and this pervasive word that has infiltrated our culture, the word quote unquote like quote unquote. There, and that's another thing that bugs me when people do quote unquote and it's incorrect. Okay, but I also got someone sent in, and I love it, sent in a text. One of our listeners just sent in a text, and I couldn't agree more. Now what happened, too, is as I started listening, I hear constantly, even from broadcasters sometimes, which makes me really crazy. I had a degree in journalism and writing, of course, so I'm a little sensitive to it. But someone did write in. I don't know if 10 is actually the limit, but I know anything that you could physically count for counting something, you wouldn't say less. There are less mistakes, or there are fewer mistakes. It would be fewer. And this person said, you're right, my friend, these aren't important topics, but I can't stand it when people say less instead of fewer. Fewer is for anything 10 items or under. So these are, and the hard part is when you know these things, it does kind of, you kind of go, it's that sort of strange, wait, what did you just say? So I hear this stuff, and I do think, I don't know if it's a Southern thing. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's culture for all the, but there's some phrases that I hear a lot. One of them is, I'm going to get it right. What happened was, and we start with the texting, I think is part of it, just dropping out the articles to say the word the, then, we, all the different adjectives, the things that connect sentences together, because if they don't know how to write, which I've learned, I was shocked to learn that I'm not teaching cursive anymore, which tells me people don't know how to write, then how are they getting practice on how to form sentences and to write essays? And with AI and people using that to write for them, what's going to happen to the writing skills, to our English language, which has just gotten very... I don't even know. I can think of the word, but I probably can't say that on air. But it just has gotten very, very, very strange. So if you have any phrases that drive you crazy when people say them incorrectly, text them on in. We'll talk about it all morning. I'm sure there are hundreds out there. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's such fun for me to do this show. Hats off to Mary and Dave Hoxing, who have put all of these great stations together. And like I said, we've got Cat Country 98.7, which is just our leading community station that we love. And we have ESPN, who this weekend, I'm telling you, you have got lots and lots of football to listen to on our station. And then we have the PlayStation, which just has a great lineup of music. And then, of course, News Radio 92.3, where you will always be informed with breaking news and what's happening in our community. So proud to be a part of it. Hope I'm bringing a little food for thought in your day today. Listen to those words. See, there's one of those phrases. I'd love to hear from you at 850-437-1620. And I'm promising I'm going to drop the like. Okay, like, we're going to talk to y'all later. And, like, we'll be back in a few minutes with, like, Sunny from, like, Sunny's Barbecue with Elvin Scott. All right. Enough of that. Hope you have a great Friday.